Talk, talk to me. WSRadio.com.
Welcome to Computer and Technology Radio with your hosts, Mark Cohen and Marcia Collier.
Well, hello and welcome, and we are Computer and Technology Radio. I am Mark Cohen, she is Marcia Collier, and we got all kinds of real crazy and great stories for you today. Crazy weather and tech news, and hello, Marcia, how are you?
Yeah, it's been a lot. It's been a lot of news this week, and it's been really interesting, but most of all, and we wanted to share, we know a lot of our listeners are not in Southern California, but I'm sure you've all heard the song, It Never Rains in Southern California.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
That ain't true.
I was sitting around, and it was a sunny day, and all of a sudden, the clouds just went insane, and we had a downpour. We got 2.5 inches of rain in an hour, and thunder.
It seemed like it was in about 5 minutes in
right?
our neighborhood. Flooded,
and thunder,
just flooded.
And lightning.
Yep.
And it was crazy. And hail.
Mm-hmm.
Hail.
Our
that
whole backyard
looked,
was white.
Right. It looked like snow. I mean.
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it was crazy.
It went away in about an hour.
Oh, but literally in our neighborhood, it lasted about 10 minutes and it was gone.
Okay. Where I was, it was a little over an hour.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that was, and of course the pets were, you know, ah, they'd never seen anything
like
that. My
dogs didn't care. They looked and went, ah, okay.
But, you know, when this is happening, and that is so rare for where we live.
Oh, yeah.
And I started researching on the internet, and I see the article is from January 20th, 2024. So that's not too far in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And it was on our local news station, NBC News Station. And it talked about, they are talking about using silver iodide to enhance more precipitation in the clouds.
I mean, I guess it worked. Because 3 years ago, and for what, 3 years, we had the worst drought in California. I mean, rationing, and you could only water your lawn once or twice a week. Now we get enough rain to last us the next decade, I think.
Yeah, I think my water bill is the lowest it's ever been, ever.
Oh, yeah.
How about you? That last DWP bill, I probably want to frame it.
Oh, yeah. It's very low because you don't have to water your lawn during that period of time.
We haven't turned the sprinklers on or watered anything.
And most people, I think it represents about 70 or 80% of your water use is landscaping.
Yeah.
So, you know, unless you're taking 4-hour showers, you're in great shape.
Yeah, it is mostly landscaping.
Yeah.
But so just so you know, water seeding, cloud seeding works. They said it was a 4-year pilot program launched in November with an aim to increase precipitation by 5 to 15%. Well, I think they did that.
They achieved their goal and many, many more than that.
And now another local news story, which is playing off of something we talked about, which you know, is something we take near and dear to our heart because there are so many smash and grab. I mean, there's a pharmacy like 3 blocks from my house.
Mm-hmm.
A gang of 5 people broke the glass. We were in there last night and spoke to the owner. Broke the glass and used those big cutters to cut through the metal gate that they had in the front of the store. And just came in and stole everything.
Yeah, it's awful.
And by the time the police got there, of course, they were gone.
Of course.
And one of the things, LAPD sent out a notice to the community that you need to do a few things. So I want to give these tips to everybody because I'm sure this may be happening elsewhere.
It's happening everywhere.
You have an electrical circuit box outside. You know, the thing with the breakers.
Yeah.
There's a little gizmo at the bottom where you could put a padlock on it.
Mm-hmm.
Do
mm-hmm.
it. mm-hmm. Because that way thieves can't cut off the power to your house. Never tell Uber, Lyft, or taxi drivers or post on social media that you'll be on vacation or away from home.
Yes, which people do all. We've been saying that for as long as social media has been around. And every day I look at Facebook, oh, we're having a great time in Hawaii. Yeah, okay, great.
Well, just to anybody, any criminals are out there, I have a house sitter at my house and a big bad alarm system. So,
and a gigantic Doberman.
Well, there's always somebody here.
Yeah.
Stay alert for suspicious vehicles with temporary or dealer plates, as well as rental vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. Share your cell phone number with trusted neighbors and ask them to clear your mail. And keep an eye on your residence if you plan to be away. Well, like we all should be doing that anyway. Mm-hmm. Place cameras around your home and ensure that alarm DVR is secure and can't be tampered with. We have like 14 cameras. So, I mean, you shoot out two, you're not going to get the rest of them.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Consider moving to an alarm system that's hardwired rather than running on a wireless signal.
Mm-hmm.
That's because they have found it is now very popular. Criminals carry jammers that jam the Wi-Fi signal. So your security system cannot report a burglary.
Right.
Provide extra security as adding a pole to sliding glass doors. I remember that was my security system when I was really young.
Real old school.
I dropped a broomstick.
Yeah,
in
that's
the bottom,
what I was going to say. Broom, right. And you cannot open the, if you've got a slider, pretty tough to open the door when one of those is in there.
And the thing is, you put it on the bottom tracks.
Right.
So you can't open the door.
Right.
This is kind of dumb, but hey, thanks, LAPD. Place an Apple tag on valuable items like jewelry boxes, purses, or vehicles.
I mean, if you could hide it, great.
Yeah, right.
If it's visible, it doesn't really help.
Let's tape it to grandma's necklace,
yeah.
Right? See what shrubbery or trees can be trimmed or cut to keep your residence highly visible. If they're coming in at 3 a.m. in the morning, nobody's looking, just so you
right.
know. Install proper lighting and security signage and leave a light on your home, especially while away. I highly recommend solar lighting around mm-hmm. your house and motion detection, because when you walk into our backyard at night, it lights up like a prison yard.
We have the same thing. Both sides of the backyard and in the front yard automatically goes on. And then the cameras are there. And, you know, we do all of those things.
And you have to. You have to. We got a little Elon news. I'm going to toss one of the stories to you for a minute. Five unanswered questions about Tesla's supercharges for all promise. That was in PC Mag. What was it about?
Let's see. So I'm sorry. You're talking about the Elon Musk thing?
Yeah, the superchargers.
Oh, you're talking about, I'm sorry. Okay, got it. You're talking about the Tesla. Yeah, they apparently, the superchargers are going to be more and more, and they're actually, you know, Tesla's setting up superchargers that will actually interact. If you have a electric vehicle, you will be able to use Tesla superchargers. But there are some questions about how that's going to work and what's going to work with it. So the first question is, how long a line are you going to have at the supercharger? You know, it's like going to Costco and trying to get gas, you know, the gas line, because Costco is always the cheapest. You got, 200 people in line. Well, that's going to be a concern. It could create a crowding problem. And, you know, if you are one that doesn't want to run out of energy in your car, you have to go to one of these superchargers because they're much faster. They reduce the charging time by 50%.
The lines are ridiculous. When I see one of these charging stations, I don't wait in line to go to the bathroom.
Right.
I don't understand this at all. It's just...
Well, wait, that's interesting. So if you have to go to the bathroom and you don't wait in line, do we want to know what you do?
Well, if I'm in a movie theater, I go to someone who works there and says, the lines are just ridiculous. Is there another place I can go? And there always is.
Yeah, there you go. The question is, will Tesla drivers actually get priority? So if you have a Tesla, as opposed to whatever other electric car you have, will you be able to go to the front of the line? Kind of like Disneyland with a fast pass. And that's possible. You know, they might want to do that. Will the adapters reduce charging speed? because to use a supercharger, non-Tesla brands have to have, it's kind of a bulky adapter at the end of the charging cord you have to plug in. You can then plug from there into the to the actual charger itself. Ford's offering this adapter free of charge to its customers until June of this year. So you want to get one of those if you happen to have it, but we don't know what it'll reduce, whatever it is.
Yeah, somehow whenever you use a dongle on a computer, somehow that reduces the speed.
Right.
I'm thinking it will reduce the speed a bit.
Well, it's also, can the supercharger actually, their network, handle the charge? They've promised access to 15,000 V3 superchargers, part of this deal. So the question is, will it blow up the network? Is that going to be a problem? And when that works, and then also, can the supercharger access what they call boost EV adoption? Whether battery cars are still as popular as they are, you know, where they're not as popular as we thought they were going to be. I mean, Marcia and I have been talking about this for the last couple of years, in that, you know what? I don't think we're going to get to these lofty levels of all electric vehicles because the sales have slowed down dramatically.
They can't give them away. The people who wanted electric cars have bought them.
Right, exactly.
And I mean, Ford is offering the adapter that goes, you know, the plug type free until June 30th.
Right.
Now, what? Then you have to buy it? It's a little crazy.
Well, you have to buy it after June 30th, right?
For Ford
exactly. only.
Exactly. Right, only. But at least somebody's giving it away. It would seems to me that if you're selling an electric car, you might want to get in on this.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it would be interesting to have, but again, you have to have Ford. And then, of course, Ford has, they made the announcement that they were cutting, I don't know if they eliminated or cut back the production of electric
vehicles. They cut back the production. They've had it because, I mean, like those beautiful little Ford Mustangs, and they are pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, they're cute.
They're sitting there on the lot.
Right.
They are not going anywhere.
No. No, so, it's going to be very interesting.
You know.
So, well, good luck to you if you got an electric car.
And now they're talking also about changing the type of battery that they put in the car, because there have been more and more accidents here in Southern California where the cars have just burst into flames. Did you see that,
Mark? Yeah,
that's
not good.
It's terrible.
I didn't see that, but I've seen articles like that. And that's a big problem. So good luck with your electric car. I hope it's everything you've always wanted it to be. And we'll see what happens going forward.
Now, more in Elon news.
Yeah.
Let me talk about Twitter or X.
Okay.
Okay. Remember, Elon wants to change Twitter, let's call it X, into the Everything app.
Right.
So they plan to launch an app next week, and a source says it looks identical to YouTube's TV app.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't use YouTube on my TV. Do you?
No, I don't.
I don't. I mean, actually, if I do, I call it up on my phone and I cast it to the TV. I don't use the app on the TV. Again, the less apps you use, the less data you share. So anyway, so Elon Musk's goal is to, quote, encourage users to watch long videos on a bigger screen.
Okay.
He's set on competing with YouTube. They're going to be, let me see, they cited live stream streaming platform Twitch, Signal, and social media forum from Reddit, along with some other services that Musk wants to compete with. You know, to me, there are certain things you can look at on a phone and certain things that you want on a big TV. So I don't know. The launch of X's TV app comes as the platform, formerly known as Twitter, is known for short text messages. And now he's trying to move it to a video-first platform. That video, and he wants to give a full-screen, infinite scroll experience. Now, the things that I have seen on Twitter have had huge, huge audiences. They recently signed a deal with Don Lemon, you know, who used to be on CNN.
Mm-hmm.
Tucker Carlson often publishes long-form video content. We talked about he had an interview with Vladimir Putin.
Right.
That got millions of views.
Yeah.
Way more views than regular TV does. So Then there's Mr. Beast, which I got to admit, he does excellent, excellent work. But I can't sit through his long-form videos because I only have so much time to waste.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I never see them through to the end.
Yep.
But his first video on X generated over $250,000 in revenue.
Yeah.
So,
not
you know,
terrible.
This is going to make money. I think it's going to change Twitter X a lot. I don't know if people are going to be dropping in daily if they make this a major change. As it is, a lot of people drop in every day. When there's an earthquake, you drop in. When there's a storm, you drop in. National Weather Service gives information on Twitter. You can just search a word. If you've heard a piece of news that ran by in your head, you can go to Twitter and get information. And I've always looked at Twitter as a news platform, not so much as an entertainment platform. What do you think?
Well, you know, social media as a whole is always an issue, you know, for people that don't use it the way it was intended to be used. Twitter, I think I agree with you. I use it as a news thing. I use it not as often as you do, obviously. But if I want to find something out about the Laker news, I'll go on and type Lakers
right.
into the Twitter.
And you can find, like, if somebody died, like you hear
yeah,
on.
Right, exactly.
Somebody died. You can go on Twitter and get all the information. Just go to the @TMZ account.
Right.
Yeah, it's
exactly.
Right there. And I go on Twitter also to find articles that people have read and want to share. And mm-hmm. I find a lot more interesting stuff to read. I learn a lot from Twitter. I just hope they don't ruin it.
Now, do you think we're ever going to stop saying Twitter?
I don't know. Saying X just sounds pornographic
it's weird.
To me.
It is weird. X, what does that mean? Twitter
well,
had a meaning
to it. Well, I used to have an account on X.com, and it gave me the creeps then. That was when it was a payment platform before
mm-hmm.
PayPal.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been in tech a while. So, Mark, last thing for Elon. You saw something about big doings over at Starlink.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, you have to be in New Zealand to qualify. But apparently,
that blows.
Yeah, but apparently SpaceX is offering a 50% discount on its monthly payment for their satellite internet system. Ah, but you get slower speeds. So
it's called deprioritized plan.
Well, exactly. And it's $159 in New Zealand dollars. I don't know what it translates into, $98 US or $79 New Zealand dollars. So, you know, figure it's half of that. The cheaper plan has no data or speed cap, so that's the good news. But the users will get somewhere between 50 and 100 megabits per second downloads compared to 150 to 250 for the standard plan. So the reality is that if you get a 50 to 100 megabit download and you can do it for half the price, do it. Because the reality is, how much do you need?
We don't use what we get. When I do a speed test on my computer, I never, ever have buffering.
Yeah,
on
exactly.
Wi-Fi. And I happen to be using a router from like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I haven't changed my router or my mesh system in forever.
Yeah.
And it's just fine.
No, it works great.
Great.
I mean, streaming, you need 5 megabits per second to do Netflix or streaming services. So, and I've got 500. And okay. I mean, great. I get it. I'm happy to have it. But you don't need
it. You don't use it. You could have 5 people in your house playing games instantaneously on the
Well, that's where it gets a little bit more intense.
Yeah.
So, you do need to have a faster speeds for gaming. Gaming's very, very graphic and speed intensive. But they will also mean that speeds will be lower for deprioritized services compared to their regular. So you may even get slower speeds during that period. I guess you just have to test it. And if you don't like it, you can always flip back to the higher cost services. But
according
that's the
to Starlink, New Zealand has some of the fastest download speeds. I don't know why, but they average between 158 and 266 megabits per second.
Yeah.
Download speeds from Starlink in the U.S. are generally lower, spanning between 38 megabits per second and 104 particularly right. in the southern states. So we're already getting what they're going to discount in New Zealand. I say, if you live in New Zealand, go for it.
Right. It'll be interesting to see if they roll this out to other places in the world. Not sure why exactly New Zealand, but okay. Now, this next story, Marcia, is going to allow you and I to not really even have to do the radio show anymore. Because apparently, on OpenAI, you can now have it voice activated. So we can ask the ChatGPT to give us some text stories. And then we hit the listen button, and we can just sit here and hear what it comes up with. Because you're now getting voices on ChatGPT. And that's, you know, all you have to do is select read aloud, and it will start reading aloud. It's also available. Hey, you know what? We are only available in English on this show, but this is available in 37 different languages. So if we do this, we can run our show in 37 different languages.
Yeah, but you know, I have tested AI. For example, writing eBay descriptions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's like, no, thank you. The main thing that you do not get when you use AI is the personal touch.
Right.
During the show so far, we've related almost every story to people we know or the place we live. You don't get that with ChatGPT. I mean, it's great maybe to get an outline for a presentation.
Right.
Or something like that. But for example, people who use it, and there are people every day generating books that they're selling on Amazon.
Right.
That are fully generated. And you can just tell by reading the description. So this whole thing is really going to affect how people read, comprehend, and the quality of information that people get. I'm not a fan.
Yeah, it's interesting. And what you don't even know, Marcia, is I'm not actually here today. Everything I'm saying on this show is through ChatGPT.
Yeah, I can see you. I can see you on the camera.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
But the interesting thing is,
AI, by the way.
This is something I recommend. Do not load an AI onto your laptop. Do not give permission for it to be on your phone. I'm not saying it's bad. Yes, I'm sure it has magical features. But realize that once you do, your data becomes part of the large learning machine that builds ChatGPT. So, and whatever other, because there are other brands of AI. So if you want to play with it, go to the website chat.openai.com. And you can ask questions, you can do all you want without giving it permission to be in your computer.
Right.
And there's a good reason for that.
But ChatGPT credentials are actually on sale on the dark web market. What, 225,000? You found a story about that?
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. That's all.
Small number.
And this, just think. These credentials were found within information stealer logs associated with a malware.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how does malware get somewhere? You generally have to give it permission to get there.
Yeah, you click on a link that you thought was a safe link, and all of a sudden you got malware in your computer.
Or you've given some app permission.
Right.
Now, realize we've always talked about, you know, don't buy the first thing put on the market. Wait for version 2.
Sure.
Because the first thing, you know, is just advanced beta tested, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And when you do something like this, there may be no way to get it out of your computer. It could be reading your tax returns and putting it into the learning machine.
Right.
It could be doing anything in your computer or your phone that you don't know about. And I'm not saying that I think AI is a bad thing, but we need to know more about what it does. I mean, just like the government's trying to ban TikTok.
Right. Which it looks like may go through this time, by the way.
We really don't know what it does.
Right.
Which seems a little ludicrous to ban it because we don't know. But the bottom line is, it's important to actually know. And there needs to be some sort of regulation, of which there is none.
And apparently Microsoft and OpenAI said that Russia, North Korea, Iran, and China are experimenting with AI.
Oh, great.
And trying to complement their ongoing cyber attacks. So
excellent.
That's a little scary.
That's another thing. When they say, oh, it was Russian that cyber attacked us. Oh, it was China. How did they know?
They know.
Well, because somebody spoofed an IP address? No, they
right.
don't know. It's so easy to hide yourself on the internet. I could even do it.
Yeah.
So you don't know where it's coming from.
Right.
Unless it literally is written in Russian or Chinese or Korean. I mean, So there's so much we don't know. So just my recommendation is, if you value your privacy, don't allow permissions on your devices. You want to play with it, go to ChatGPT's website and play with it there, and that closes out. But know that anything that you put in there, and there are warnings on the site about it, don't put in any private information. Don't put any private company information. There was a company who put in a presentation that was confidential, and it ended up getting leaked out because it became part of the learning machine.
Yep.
So just beware.
Okay, there you go. Hey, and now it is the time of the show. We search the planet, the universe, and Amazon for the buy of the week. Thank you very much. This is for Mac users, and it's a good price. I've always been a big fan of Logitech. They make great keyboards. Their mice are quite good, and they have the Logitech MX.
Mises.
They have the Logitech MX Key Advanced Wireless Illuminated Keyboard. It works for the Mac. It's got backlit LED keys, Bluetooth, USB-C. It works on a MacBook Pro, Air, iMac. It's iPad compatible, so if you want to use it on your iPad, you can do that as well. It's metal, and it comes, I don't know what you get with this, and I suspect anything they give you for free, but it comes with free Adobe Creative Cloud subscription. Don't know much about how that works, but if it's free, it means that it's going to cost you money later. And,
or just be sure to write down when you should cancel it.
Right, exactly. This normally sells for, $119.99. It's on sale today at Amazon for $99. So you save yourself $20, $21 on it, on a very, very good keyboard. So if you're a Mac user or you're an iPad user, go for it. Again, it's the Logitech MX Key Advanced Wireless Illuminated Keyboard, and it's available for the Mac and those products. And that is our buy of the week.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Interesting. So you may not know, I'm writing another book on Android smartphones.
I've heard that.
Yes. So I've got like everybody's phones, every brand's phones, and I'm testing. It'll be interesting, the one that I end up choosing to use, because I got them all. It's interesting to do. But Pixel phones, and I have to keep up on these things, got an amazing call screening method. So Google Assistant will be able to screen your calls by implementing a new hello button.
Hello.
Once you tapped it, it will deploy Google Assistant to speak on your behalf. It'll ask the caller why they're trying to reach you. You'll be able to hear the response in real time. If it sounds important, you can interrupt and begin the call. If not, kick them to the curb and go back to watching Netflix.
Yeah. Okay.
I think this is Google Assistant already has a screen calls in a similar way, but by having that hello button, you just tap it when you see a call coming in. And Google Assistant will answer your call. I think this is fabulous. I can't wait to try it. It's coming in on the new update. And I have the latest Pixel phone, so I'm waiting. I can't wait.
Okay.
So that's Pixel news. Also, so you got some Apple news that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, if you want to clean up your Apple iMessages, because they can fill up your computer, even though you may sync messages, you know, in your Mac and your mobile devices and delete the images from one location, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're deleting them from the others. So when you delete a video, say, from your Apple message, yeah, it doesn't automatically do it from the other. So if you delete videos from Apple Messages, they still will show up on Open Messages on your MacBook. So if you thought you deleted it, you may not have gotten rid of it from everywhere. Also, when you select too many files on the iPhone, delete doesn't always work. So if you're trying to put a huge amount of delete, 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 which is always an issue when you're trying to do that.
Isn't that annoying? Because you can't just click one button.
You should be able to do that.
Right.
You know, that's one of the dislikes I have for Gmail. It's very difficult to...
Mark, if you do it on a laptop, there is a button you can push at the very top. Yes, it will put clicks in little boxes next to all of them. You can just scroll down, see if there's anything you want to keep, unclick it, and then click the garbage can at the very top, and it's done.
And that only works on your, it won't work on your phone, I assume, or your iPad.
No, it has to be on a desktop.
Yeah, interesting. So don't select too many files when you try to delete. And just, you know, do as many as you can. And if you did too many, you'll know because it won't delete. You have two options for deleting videos and images from the Message app on your iPhone or on your iPad. You can do it from the Message app, which is easy to use. It's also very reliable. Second option is you can actually do it from your settings. So you can go to attachments and images. Those take up a lot of space. So basically just open your Messenger app, navigate to the conversation that you want to use with videos or images you want to delete. First, then find the contact that you want to delete and then press and hold it. You'll find a small menu. And from there, you can delete multiple messages there. Tap the trash icon, which allows you to get rid of all that stuff, and just kind of repeat that process as you're going through. So that's just a few of the tips.
Yeah, but you can't do them. You know, I just regularly do that. If I get a picture through a text that I want to keep, I save it immediately.
Yep.
And then I delete it out of the messages.
Right.
Always.
I do the same. Yeah, I do the same thing.
Because I don't want it cluttering up. And interesting, because I started up so many phones, and Google must be wondering, why does she have so many phones on her account?
Right.
When you start a new phone, I really don't know the reason that you would want to transfer all your messages.
Yeah.
Because they take up a lot of space.
Right.
And you're encouraged to do that, duh, because they want to sell you a phone with more space.
Right.
But I just start fresh on any phone. If there's something I want to look up on, frankly, I really don't throw away phones.
Mm-hmm.
I just go back to the phone and I can find it easily.
Right.
But why would I transfer all my recordings, which go up to the cloud anyway? I had to record the thunder in the rainstorm and the video of that. I mean, that was crazy.
Yeah, but I did the same thing.
But it went to the cloud.
Right.
And I sync my photos with Google Photos.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have – because that's what happens when you start a new phone. It says, you want to clone a new phone?
Right.
So I don't do it. I always start fresh because there are so many apps that you have that you probably don't use that are downloading or uploading data while you sleep. And you'd be surprised. There's a lot of activity. Put your phone and make note of what the power is before you go to bed.
Mm-hmm.
Then take a look at it the next morning and see how much power was used. If none, bravo, you've done great. But if yes, which is mostly the case, you'll be shocked at the amount of data that actually is used on your phone when everybody is calling home. It's a lot.
There you go.
It's a lot.
I will give a little, while we're talking, I will give a little kudos to Apple. A couple of weeks ago, my password got screwed up. I know my password, but something happened, and I had to delete my entire phone and reinstall everything. And I thought, oh my God, this is going to take me 42 hours to do. I'm going to have to go in with all my new passwords. Well, the reality is it actually, because I was able to, you know, take it off of a cloud image and reinstall, took about 20 minutes and just a couple of passwords. So if you get that dreaded, oh, you got to delete everything off your phone and you're using a Apple, an iPhone, it worked really well. I was surprised they've...
Well, I have to tell you, with Android, I've never gotten that message, but... Right. Should I ever have to, and I know this is a fact, again, because I've been starting up new phones all the time, right?
Right, yeah.
I was able to restore another phone onto a new phone, and it took somebody like 5 minutes. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, they've gotten better, I have to say. Not as scary as it used to be.
These are backed up. You don't have to worry about it. But be sure that you have backup settings on your phone that you have clicked. Please backup now. Make a decision. With Apple, you don't have to make a decision. It all goes to Apple Cloud.
Yep.
But if you have an Android phone, and this is where it gets tricky, Samsung, for example, duplicates a lot of Android apps, you know, native Android apps like phone and messages and calendar, where I've noticed you have to give permission to Samsung to take your messages.
Oh.
Yeah, and that's the only thing on the phone. So what I've ended up doing is downloading the Google version, the one that's native to Android, who's already getting all your information, just like Apple.
Yeah.
And I use those. I've found you can't delete them. So I just push them to a mystery file folder and don't use them. But you may have to set in a phone such as that, go to backup in your settings. And be sure it's backing up to your Gmail account or your Google account.
Okay.
I think that's really important.
Yeah, that's definitely important.
Because different brands of phones have different ideas.
Let's talk movies and TV.
By the way, I saw something that I was shocked at how good it is. Shocked, I say. And it's not on here because it's on Hulu. And it just started on Hulu. It's still in movie theaters. And it's called BlackBerry. And it's the story of BlackBerry, the phone, which we all know was the phone. It was everything and all. And it was one of the top-selling devices. Of course, until the iPhone came out.
Right.
But I highly recommend it's on Hulu. I have Hulu with ads. Definitely worth watching, Mark. You'll enjoy it.
Okay.
You'll learn a lot about it.
Yeah, thank you.
But it's not in the top 10 because it's not in enough places.
Top 10 movies this week. This is at the end of February. Number one, Oppenheimer on Peacock. You can watch that. Very, very good. Very long, very good. I have not watched Dune Part 1, which is on Max. It's
Refresh your screen Shogun is number two.
Okay, so, for some reason, real time has been a little bit tricky recently, and I'm not getting what you're... Yeah, I'm not seeing what you're seeing, which is odd.
Even if you refresh your screen.
Yeah. Okay, all right, I've got it on a second screen. So you said number two was what?
Shogun.
And I have number two is Dune. So,
whatever the heck. Have you seen Shogun?
I started watching it. I watched the first episode. I was okay. I started to watch the second one. I'm kind of halfway through the second one, but I can't say I'm loving it.
Yeah, you know, I listened to your advice and I've read some reviews, honestly, about it. And I think we're going to go back and watch the previous Shogun from like 20 years ago.
Yeah, with Richard Chamberlain.
Which was spectacular and won the Emmy and was the all-time great version. Because nobody's saying that this Shogun is that great.
Yeah, it's okay. It flips between Japanese and English. And if you don't opt for the English dubbing, then the whole thing's in Japanese. So it's kind of interesting. It's okay. Like I say, it's okay.
And another thing I watched that wasn't on here that I highly recommend was this story of Fukushima.
Oh yeah. You mentioned that.
And it was The Last Hours. And that's like 7 episodes. It's in Japanese with English subtitles.
Mm-hmm.
And It starts out in English with the and I mentioned this last week, and it's really badly dubbed with, you know, like, this guy's got a Brooklyn accent. Really? So I highly recommend.
Is that unrealistic?
No. So I highly recommend that you do watch it with the closed captioning, because it's a much better experience, and it's an excellent series. We straight binged it a whole day. That's all we did.
And were they hour episodes?
Yeah. And learned so much about the Fukushima disaster that we didn't know in the news.
Interesting. Okay. So we've got now, again, my thing is a little off from what you've got for some reason. I've got next Dune, part two, or part one, rather, which is about 3 hours. I just couldn't get into it. I just didn't want to watch it.
Nobody over here wants to do it. Now I have his number three, The Last Airbender. Did you see that on Netflix?
I did not. And I don't know much about it. I know it's kind of a Star Wars sort of thing, if I remember right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Don't know. I've got All of Us Strangers, which I don't know what that film is.
And I have his number five in movies, Constellation, then Resident Alien.
Just so you know, Marcia and I are looking at the same site and we're getting different things, which is really odd. Killers of the Flower Moon on Apple TV. We've talked about Saltburn. What else are you showing that I have differently?
The Holdovers.
Yeah, that's a good one. That's a great film.
Night Country. All of Us Strangers.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
And Past Lives.
Yeah. Okay. And then I've got The Creator and Mission Impossible. So there's some films that you can watch.
Oh, wait a minute. My bad. I was reading the overall streaming chart, period, that included TV shows. My bad. You were right. Oppenheimer, Doom, Holdovers, All of Us Strangers, Past Lives, Killers of the Flower Moon, Priscilla, Saltburn, Priscilla,
right?
The Creator, and Mission Impossible is rearing its ugly head again.
Yeah, exactly. Wait, could you say that again, with the part where you said I was right?
You were right.
Thank you. I just
right. I was reading it wrong. And TV shows,
yeah.
Number one being Shogun, two Last Airbenders, three Constellation, which we're still not sure what that is, Resident Alien. Is that the one with Adam Sandler and he talks to the spider?
No. That was super Spaceman, and it was awful.
We watched the trailer, and we both look at each other and says, he's talking to a spider.
Yeah, and I love Adam Sandler, and I couldn't make it through more than about a half an hour of the movie.
Well, you made it through. We never even sparked it up. Then Night Country, and then One Day, which is on Netflix, and it looks like a lovely little romantic thing.
Yeah, it was cute. I saw it. It was cute.
Tourist.
I keep wanting to watch that because it looks like it could be good.
Tracker, which I am in love with, and it's a procedural drama, and it's excellent with likable characters.
Mm-hmm.
They have a plot for each show. They work it out. It comes to a conclusion. And it's not serialized, which I really like.
No, it's a very good show. I tried to watch Masters of the Air. I only got through an episode and a half and have not gone back to it.
We loved it.
A lot of people
love
it. I know you loved it. And then there's Halo. What? Halo? Which is
Halo's
video
number
game.
10. Yep.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's number 10. Okay. But for those of you who want to know, I don't remember the exact date. Grey's Anatomy comes back for its 20th season.
That's insane.
Month.
Considering I probably stopped watching it 10 years ago and it's still on the air.
Right? Right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. Hey, that's it for us, folks. Thank you, as always, for joining us. We'll be with you next weekend, and we hope you have a great week. And thank you for listening. And reach me at Real Mark Cohen or Marcia Collier on Twitter.
And by the way, please tell your friends, because we don't pay to advertise this podcast, and it's so competitive out there. So if you like us, word of mouth us. Thank you so much. Have a great week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Computer and Technology Radio with your hosts, Mark Cohen and Marcia Collier, produced by Brain Food Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.